Blackstone Audio presents Chapel of Ease by Alex Bledsoe. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Paul Stevens. Chapter 1. No matter how fast I ran or how many times I zigged and zagged, I heard the dog getting closer. First his paws, then his growling, then his breathing. Finally, I gave up. I stopped, groped around until I found a fallen branch and backed up against the biggest tree I could find. I held the stick like a baseball bat and waited to see my pursuer. I assume it was a he, padded out of the shadows into a thin patch of moonlight. In my terrified state, he looked as big as a horse, and the first thing I thought of was the Hound of the Baskervilles. Reading that story as a child, I always wondered how anyone could be so scared of a mere dog. Now I knew. He had short hair that shone where the moonlight hit it and rippled over his muscles. I couldn't see any teeth when he growled, but I was pretty sure they'd be huge, too. The stick in my hand could not have felt more inadequate. I remembered Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters facing down a hellhound and thought, "Who are you going to call?" Nobody came to mind. He was less than 10 feet away now. And his masters drew close as well, although with far less speed and grace. Apparently they trusted the dog to do most of the dirty work of catching me, which of course he had. And now he was about to finish the job. Then, for no obvious reason, he took a step backwards and growled in a completely new way. Suddenly he was frightened. Something moved in the corner of my eye. Had the Durants flanked me?